107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Cottle, celebrating local artists like Upside of Maybe. Joining us on the phone lines is Michael Bannerman. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you doing?
Doing great. So good to have you on the phone lines. You got some great news recently about a competition that the band was involved in featuring a particular song. What was going on here?
So we entered our song Rainmaker, which features Okama, into the North American Song Competition, which is hosted by it's hosted actually by a music conference that takes place down in New Orleans, and it was exciting. We came in second, which is always it's one of those, you know, second is great. You always wish you got first, but it sure beats third.
No, but that is awesome. Congratulations on this. This is incredible. So I understand there were sort of three rounds, if you will, in terms of qualifying or getting to second place. How did that work?
Yeah, so the first round you send it in, and it's kind of, you know, just the committee kind of looks at it and says whether it applies and whether it's good. And so we made it past that round. The second round is one of those voting rounds, which you always hate doing that to your friends and family, but it's one of those things where you get everybody to vote, and you can vote multiple times. You can vote once a day. So we had a few folks that were voting every day for us, which was absolutely great. One thing I can say about Stratford is when they get behind you, they get behind you.
Oh, absolutely.
With those votes, the top 10 artists then moved on to the final round, which at the conference itself, they were then put in front of the peers and the jury, and everyone voted on it. And so at that stage, we got second. So, yeah.
And the songs are judged on, it's quite a criteria for the songs.
Yeah, it's lyrics and melody, song structure, quality of recording, performances, production, commercial and artistic value, and yeah, there's quite a gauntlet of things you have to go through to get to that.
Well, and of course, that's for the song Rainmaker. It's an amazing song, Michael, and amazing, certainly, video. The production on that video is just incredible.
Yeah, we were just thrilled with it. We did that with Gregor Reynolds here locally, and it turned out wonderful. It's been sent in to get consideration for a Juno nomination as well, which would be, that would be absolutely huge for us if that happens. It's a long shot, but you just never know.
Oh, that's great. Now, I understand, does this come with some sort of a cash prize or some sort of prize or something?
So we got this gear that comes with it, and we don't actually even know how much it is yet, but we've kind of decided whatever does show up, we're going to send it on to the museum where the residential school that we shot the video at, and just donate it to the work they're doing there. We're really, really excited about what they're doing. So, and then there's also, we also get some passes to the conference next year, which is great as well. It's $300 or $400 to attend it. So we're looking forward to going down and doing that as well. So.
Very cool. What's it for you, Michael, and for the band? What's it like to get recognition like this and place in a competition like this?
I think it's just validating. It's nice. It's the whole process. It's fun to be a songwriter. It's fun to carry a song all the way through. So you think it up, you write it, you record it, you put it out there, and in this case, you do a video for it. But the final stage to all of that is just you kind of hope that people either get it, what it is you're trying to say, but also enjoy the song and enjoy what it is you've done. And so it's just great to kind of any step of that stage, you can kind of drop the ball. And so it's really great to kind of get to the final product and have people like it and go like, oh, great. It's just validating for what we do, because I mean, we would do it anyways because we love doing it, but it's nice when other people love what you do too. So.
Well, it's absolutely well-deserved. Congratulations to you and the band, because as you mentioned, it's quite a collaborative effort with Upside of Maybe.
Yeah, it's certainly not a one-man show. Yeah,
for sure. So what's next with Upside of Maybe? I know things are, you know, slowly in terms of concerts and performances. What's next?
Yeah, so we've got a few things going on. We're starting to hit Christmas season. I almost hate to say that out loud, but so it's kind of the season of Christmas parties. And so there's a lot of those going on. The thing that I'm looking forward to, we're going to be part of the House of Blessings Empty Bowls virtual. They're doing like a virtual sort of concert and show this year for that. And we're recording that for that tonight. So
okay.
That's the next thing that's that's on the plate right now.
So. Oh, well, that's terrific. Again, congratulations on this, Michael. And, of course, we'll share links and details on our Facebook page, Twitter, and website. But if folks want to get some more details about Upside of Maybe, maybe check out the video or just maybe book you for a show or something like that, what's the best way?
You know what? Probably, like, Facebook or our website. So www.upsideofmaybe.com or just check us out on Facebook. And we're always on there. Cracking bad jokes and everything else. So.
There's nothing wrong with dad jokes, that's for sure. Michael Bannerman with Upside of Maybe. Michael, congratulations.